So I got the coolest thing. I bought a little step so I can get up on top of the car and reach the antenna in the middle of the roof. It's one of those little, like, plastic steps that folds up. And so I could stand right on that and easily flip out the antennas.
Yeah, that's I had something like that for my mother when I had the Jeep, and she every time she got in it, she was like swearing, saying so damn tall. You know, why'd you get something so tall? You know, so I got her a step she could go up on.
It's pretty pathetic that a guy who's 6 feet tall needs a little baby step, but with that thing, I can get up on it and not get my car all dirty and get me all dirty, and just reach over and take the big antenna off the NMO and put the little one on there.
Yeah. I used to have one of my cars, I had a disguise antenna. It was just a very low profile, and that you guys should go through car washes through and stuff like that, but it didn't perform very well.
Your little black antenna is very sexy. I don't want to give that back, but I will. I'm going to order one because it looks good, and it works pretty good. Not as good as the big one I've got on here now. I was thinking about buying a slightly higher gain antenna, but those things, they get to be, like, tall enough. It's just going to rip the NMO mount out of the car if I ever hit a branch or something. So it's a little curly-Q antenna. It isn't doing too bad, but it doesn't fit my carport, so... my little metal antenna, it's got a spring on it. That one probably would get through the car wash.
Yeah, you have to be careful with those. Those have pretty solid bases, and if they get hit, they'll just bend the roof and be a mess. Like the old days when the police cars had big antennas on them, that they'd go through the car wash, and they'd actually raise the brushes. They go out there and raise the brushes for the cop cars.
I wouldn't leave that. Any of the antennas on. I got to get the car washed around and take them off. But radio's working pretty good. I talked on the, I drove to Grand Rapids today. I talked on the, what's that repeater? Just outside of Lansing. How can I forget that town? I'll think of it in a minute. All the way from almost Flint, really past Ionia, Okemos, that Okemos repeater. That's got pretty good coverage. So you did a good job. Phil, the radio's working good.
Yeah. By the way, your audio's excellent and awesome.
Well, thank you. By the way, I really like the voice of the guy who does the IDs on the repeater.
Yeah, we should find out who that is. Anyways, all right. So I'll let you know what's going on with the other machine and get out there. Yeah, because I got to figure out what's going on over there. And I want to change a couple things, too. So I could use a second pair of hands. So I'll try to arrange that with you.
That's fine. Love to come over and see how everything is set up. And then we can play with it all. And yeah, look, I'm very tight on money right now, but if we need another amplifier or something to make the repeater work better, let's just get it. Just let me know. I'll take care of it.
All right. Yeah, we'll see. Ideally, yeah, to replace what the original equipment is would be great, but I don't know if it's going to even be possible.
Well, Phil Ross, if it can be done, whoops, I said your whole name on the radio. If it can be done, I'm sure you'll figure it out. Is it, like, and it's the final on the radio, I assume it's, like, right in the board of the repeater, and it's not another separate board or anything.
No, it's a separate whole amplifier that's in the same cabinet, but it's own entity. I mean, I suppose if we could pull it out and try to repair it. I just don't have the right tools for that kind of thing. If you find somebody who does repair those, that might not be a bad idea.
Isn't it universal enough? I mean, it's got an input and an output and a power line. I mean, what else is there to it other than that? Couldn't you just replace it with something in there and figure a way to mount it?
Yeah, we could. Ooh, what's going on here? Oh, that's tow truck. Yeah, I mean, it's a TPL, so I probably, I don't know. Are they still even in business? I wonder if you could send it back to them and they could fix it.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice. But is there plenty of room in there? Is it clunky and crowded and you don't want to work in it?
It's pretty, I mean, it's pretty full. I mean, but, you know, it's designed to fit in there and operate. So, we'll see. I'll have to look into that.
You got a manly.
You think the repeater final itself is just, it's not doing the job, and it's not, it doesn't have enough power to drive that amplifier that you added?
That may be what's going on. I don't know. I mean, I was able to get enough power out, but maybe something happened. So I don't know. So I got to get there with my meters and take some measurements, see what the hell's going on.
All right, well, I'll stop.
Uh-oh, what happened?
And I got this whole other matter that we met on tonight taken care of, so I'll do all the paperwork and send some emails and stuff on that tomorrow. Yeah, glad the audio sounds good. It must be really sharp because you're like the second or third person that said something about it. So that's always nice.
That's communications quality. All right, I'm in the garage. Catch you later. ABAP.
Bill, have a good night. Anyway, take care.
Man, take a breath.